It's the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica.
But see, what, that's why you have to be careful who you choose to submit under your tutelage, right down to who you watch on YouTube. You have to go and check well their theology, because there's a lot of crossover between New Age, motivational speaking, yes, and then gospel. Everything is, everything is mixed up and subtle. Do you get? It's subtle. And I can say that my step to Christ was also a subtle one, because every time I would take a step and something would happen, it would lead me back. But the day that I knew that, okay, there's something to this Christ thing, I had started speaking in tongues. I joined the fellowship and they had helped me learn how to speak in tongues. And I'm even releasing a video on YouTube about how I started speaking in tongues, because I just started speaking rubbish, sis. I was telling that I'm going to learn this thing by force. And one of my friends said to me, he would just go, that was what he would do. So me too, I started copying him. When I got a bit of confidence, I would now go, which is what my children, when they are praying in tongues, it's, I'm just like, pray like that. You will know when to take hold of you. So, you know, I started speaking in tongues, but I still thought it was kind of a useless exercise, I'm not going to lie, because I was just thinking, what am I doing for hours, just going mass and like, for me, I was just like, what do you get? Like, can we be real? It's weird. It's weird. You're just standing in the room making noises. It's weird. I don't want to be spiritual about it, but I can see why people think being a Christian is weird. I get it. Do you get what I'm saying? Understand why they can't have full understanding. And for me, I feel that I was always taught what to do, but it was when I started speaking in tongues, I started to experience a true benefit of being a Christian. Because up until this point, could see difference. Do you understand? There was no difference between being a Christian and being a non-believer. We equally had the same assets. We equally lost our tempers. We equally had the same issues. Like, I did not see
the transformation going,
you know. And then even in between then, a lot of church abuse had happened for me. A lot of people taking advantage of the fact that they thought I had money, you know, I was literally on every committee. There was always a pressure of, you know, bringing money, you know. And this is both in the States and both here. It's not that it's an African thing. There's a spirit behind that abuse in the church of, in the body of Christ. And the reason I know it's a spirit is because it's consistent. It's consistent with race. It's consistent whether it's male or female. If you go and study the church abuse that people talk about, it's usually the same consistent thing. So I know that there's a spirit behind it, and I'll address it at the end. But there was a day that my friend had traveled and her kids were with me. And I had my little baby at that time. Zoe was about 5 months. And her son, when I picked him up, I noticed he had some rashes. And I was suspicious that, is this hand, foot, and mouth? Because my child had just recently had it and it's highly contagious. And I have a newborn. That's how he now called the... The next day, I saw that it had broken out in their gums. They're in my house. Their parents have traveled. I don't want my own children to get sick. They've already started playing with my kids. What do I do? The only thing that I could do was take them over to my dad's house, because my kids have nursery there. So I took them there with the nanny. And then I now had to get separate food to sort out for them. I had to take them to the hospital. My husband was pissed that you are there taking care of other people's children. You are not at home taking care of your own children. And since I was so calm, not the fake that I normally am, not my fake, I just don't want people to think I'm wicked. But by the time I drop the phone, I will even report you to my driver. If that's the person there to listen to my event at that time, you know, about how, why am I always finding myself in this situation? Since I was peaceful to the last second. Even when she came back, she was so worried, she was scared. I hope you don't think I'm taking advantage. You know, because that's how you would feel. And I was so calm. And I was just like, oh my God, I don't mind this one. If you know that this is how it's going to be. So I started to realize that God desires to give me peace and abundance in every aspect of my life. I started to understand the power of what it is that I say and the power my words carry. I started to understand what the Bible actually was. It was, so like if I have the mind of Christ and I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit and I hear something and I feel like it's not God, two things could be. It could be God, but I don't know my Bible. And I don't know the kind of God, or it might be my own thoughts, but I'm now saying God. Can you see the danger of the two? Because either way, I realized that the Bible is an equal guide on how to behave. So let me give you an example, because I don't want to use a basic example. I had a foundation, and I found out that they had abuse, so they were inflated, and it was between the people who I put in charge of the foundation, the parents that their child would be on the street if we weren't paying the school fee, and the school. They were all in there and everybody was taking their cuts. So they were asking for almost 400% of what the school fees was, because the school fees was so low. You know, I've been very public about me getting out of debt and getting onto you know, my kingdom financing. And what kingdom financing has taught me is that you can only give what you have. Do you understand? And to ensure that you are giving from after tithe, after bills, after debts have been attempt to debt to be paid off, and after your needs, what you're left with, that's where your offering comes from, or where you give extra. So now I'm struggling to help and stay focused on what I promised, because business is not what it was. Do you understand? And having to rebuild that a little bit with COVID and all, only to find that you are cheating. So when I studied, there was a day I studied the Bible, and you know, it says, don't punish the children for the sins of the parents. So I already have, but unfortunately, because of the abuse, that one is there. While I can't punish the children for the sins of the parents, I've been paying 400% for your child, and other people have equally been missing out. So what do you do, right? That's that's a conundrum. Because you want to serve God, you want to be faithful, you want healthy boundaries, and you don't want to give everything, so you have nothing left, you know? So what the Holy Spirit said to me was, all the people that have been caught cheating, lying, and so let's keep them to one side first. Those who are honorable, let's ensure that we finish paying off their own. Do you get? Because I would have finished paying off everything if some people weren't lying. Not an offense on me, because I've come to the personal understanding, whether it be my mentor, whether it be my pastor, my woman of God, my sister, my father, anybody can disappoint you because they are not God. When you walk with the Holy Spirit, it gives you the grace to understand where that person is operating from. Insecurity. Fear is a huge one. Fear of the unknown makes you do crazy things. I now took it a bit further, and I'm reading this book, The God-Shaped Brain. There's actually a part of your brain that is activated when you are in fear. And it prevents you from making rational decisions. So when I see the person cheating me, I'm not angry because they cheated me. Because first of all, it's not my money. It's God's money. I'm just sad. I'm just sad because they are operating from a place of fear. And in their brain, it's actually a chemical that is released in your brain. I can't tell you the details, but when you start to break it down like that, sis, and it's only the Holy Spirit helping you to break it down, because guess what? Now, I'm not looking at it from my perspective only. I'm looking at it from perspective. I'm looking at it from the school perspective. I'm looking at it from the foundation's perspective. So when you look at it from everybody's perspective, that is God's perspective. Because you have everybody's consideration as you have made your decision. So number one, I don't have the cash. You have even made that initial decision easier. You can't give what you have because you're asking me to give five times what I'm supposed to give. So for that, I deserve a break to decide what it is I'm going to do. That's number one. Number two is that now I understand that I shouldn't punish the kids for the sins of the parents. What that teaches me is when I'm stable and I've been able to manage with those who are honest and faithful and get myself financially stable, I can then reapproach those who are offending parties, those who are still around. Let's be honest with you, because they're looking on to the next person and say, okay, you guys, this is what you did. I forgive you, and this is how we're moving forward. But sure, I can only do that.
Is that easy to forgive, to just let go as a believer?
But that's why I said that I'm doing. I'm in the process of forgiveness now, but I'm also in the practical aspect of God, which is based on my budget. This was already over budget. So all the people that have not been, the truth of the matter is, you them have already paid your money. You just didn't use it. So that's there. Now, the reason I'm saying it's not easy to forgive, but it's easier when you've processed it properly with the Holy Spirit. So in my own processes, I'm not going to strain myself for people who, for lack of it, they are ingrates, to be honest, for you to do something like that. But it's not my job to punish you. I'm setting a boundary. When I'm back in a more settled and stable place, emotionally, I've sorted things out with God, I can now go to them and say, hey, listen, this is where I'm at. Because I didn't pretend to be okay with it. Yes, I'm not pretending that.
Yeah.
Pain me.
A lot of Christians do that.
I'm not making a rash decision while I'm angry or while I'm hurt. I've separated it. And said, don't just marinate first. Maybe it's better than no. You see what I'm saying? And I believe that the Holy Spirit will lead me to all truth. But guess what? That all truth will also be in a 360 way. I'm not going to be financially burdened. I'm not going to be running around betting myself, looking for the thing. He will provide the means and he will equally tell me, because God gives me money and he will tell you, okay, this is how I want you to use it. This one, those shoes you wanted, okay, that one now. This person that is expecting money from you, sort them out. He did it to me this morning in the shower. There's a transaction I'm processing. And he straight up told me, Sharon, this is how you're going to do it. You're going to pay this much today.
Even in the shower.
I'm serious. You're going to do it like this. You're going to pay this. The extra money you've saved, you're going to invest in this. So what I'm just... Instead of me taking the spirit of offense, I've just accepted, okay, you guys, thank you for helping me. I couldn't even afford it right now. Just chill. When I can afford it, if I have the money, I know that by then I will be calm. I can now revisit the situation. So now I'm dealing with the don't punish the children for the sins of the parents. But God does not equally want to punish myself with pressure.
Oh, Sharon.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I think that once I realized how useful and practical God has made my life, you know, I start to see the benefit. And, you know, Psalm 68, I think verse 19 says, you know, and the Lord loads us with our daily benefits, you know, in the NKJ version. And I take right now, like I like this morning, I even had to come into work late. This is even why I was late for the Zoom. Really, you know, I recognize when depression is looming. And I'm prone to that. I'm not swearing for myself. I'm not kidding. It's just that is one of the things that I suffer with. Do you get I'm in that direction, you know, if not for the grace of God that continuously brings things to my remembrance as to why I not let myself go there. But that doesn't mean that you don't feel it. You know, it's not your experience. And I found that was the game changer for me, because I started going to a Word of Faith ministry, and I found that he went from speaking in faith to just straight up lies. But guess what? I'm not okay.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, I'm blessed, but I feel depressed, and it is what it is.
Yeah, you're not going to pretend with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because mm-hmm. If I can't tell you, which is why this character of Christ is so important, because your parents are your first inclination of who God is, your relationship is the inclination of who Christ can be for you. So mm-hmm. when we don't treat our staff with respect, when we treat each other anyhow, how are we supposed to pray? Because mm-hmm. nobody was designed to be a servant. Mm-hmm. So if you are blessed to have people serving you, remember in God's eyes, this person is still a king.
Yeah.
So you must treat them accordingly. But you cannot, you see, until we start to experience Christ personally and have our own personal convictions, pains, and examples, the need to hold on to him will not really be there. Do you get? Because if we have an issue, if I use myself, finances, every time my God was my dad. Mm-hmm. Anytime I had, it's just a matter of how am I writing the email today? How am I packaging my daddy? I need money for
your
this.
Request.
Mm-hmm. A place where you have exhausted that, or you yourself, you know, you cannot even ask again.
Mm-hmm.
Business is here, this is here, this is here, and you are just like, what? That's when you now realize, Omo, this Isaiah 43 verse 2, when he says, when I'm in the deep waters, I'm there with you. You are about to really experience it and know if this guy is going to show up. And what I realized is, until God got me out of one or two situations, or at least went through them with me,
mm-hmm.
I never gave God a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I would always have a plan B. Mm-hmm. I would always have See, and that is, I believe, why God says, you know, the rich will find it hard to make heaven, because you can always use money to cover up something and call it God's blessing.
Mm.
And always.
That is something true.
God came through. No, God came through.
You paid your way through.
Says, you know, yeah. And I think it's that experiential thing. Mm. And the more real life experiences I had, you know, there was a couple of questions I asked God, that I want to know who said this thing about me. I want the answer, and I don't want to fight, but I just want to come to my kidney. And God will make the person go. There was one, the girl, she didn't even know when she said, and then I said, Sharon said, kidney, God, kidney, God. She forgot herself, or she kept on talking. And guess what? Because emotional intelligence, spiritual maturity, I didn't feel the need to have a conversation with her. I just recognized, okay, this person that you thought was your friend, you are her friend. She's not your friend. Readjust.
So Sharon, on that note, how do you forgive and forget?
So this is the thing. It comes
is this practical
back,
for us, Christians too? You know, because we are just like...
Mm-hmm. It is practical, but it's only practical if you are connected to the source. You can't do it by yourself.
Okay.
You understand? You mm-hmm. cannot forgive and forgive consistently and forgive without pain, without the Holy Spirit. So there's a lot of you know, therapies, that, you know, there's stages of grief. And the truth of the matter is, some true forgiveness requires that. I think that just because I've made a public declaration to forgive you, Veronica, that doesn't mean that I'm not going back to work through some things with the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? That doesn't mean I'm not going to cry about it. That doesn't mean I'm not going to vent about it. That means that as far as anyone else on earth, unless the safe space, I mean, you can have a close friend that you are still dealing with the issue with. You can discuss it with your spouse. You can discuss it with your therapist. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? But I believe that this independence with God, you need to learn conflict resolution.
Okay.
And there's different ways of learning conflict resolution. So guess what? In my earlier days, and still depending on what the issue is, I might have an issue with something and I might be working through it behind the scenes with God for weeks. Mm-hmm. So I probably told the person, no problem, sis. I understand how the situation is. I forgive you. That doesn't mean it's not me. But what it means is that I've recognized and I've taken it up with God. Just like on the cross. He said, forgive them for they know not what they do. He didn't take it up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have removed an expectation off of you. Because number one, you might not apologize. You might not care what you did to me. So am I going to be in bondage till you get it? There's some people that are just apologizing to me for things they did 5 years ago. If I didn't move on with my life, I too would have been in a bondage.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that people are not practical about this forgiveness thing because it's not easy. What mm-hmm. I'm saying, when it pains you, tell God it pains you.
Mm-hmm.
When cry about it to God. But if you don't experience and understand who he is, you'll never even consider bringing that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I found, even today, this morning, I wanted to report one of my friends to another one of my friends. I've mm-hmm. been holding it.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that I call Holy Spirit HS in charge. I call him the mm-hmm. HS in charge. So me and
HS in charge.
Mm-hmm. So me and because he's in charge, you get mm-hmm. as much as he dwells in me, give him charge or I can take charge. So mm-hmm. when I add that in charge, remind me, yes, you've gotten a good idea given to you by the Holy Spirit. Now let the Holy Spirit tell you how to do it. So don't mm-hmm. stop trying to get involved, you know, mm-hmm. in that. So I tell him that, you know, I really didn't like what this person did. And it can even, I even had a reference of where something she had experienced with another person for her to understand.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit now, Sharon, you know, this person has just, you and this person are just, you know, you have disagreed in the past. This version of her is as a result of things she's passing through now. Mm-hmm. When things get back to normal, oh my father, she will go back to who she is. She will bring this to this guy. And what was just an event in the future when this guy can even, or this, you know, girl can even be helpful to you, the person you are reporting,
mm-hmm.
that is when you remember and bring it up.
And bring it up.
It is a scenario that can
happen. Wow.
And so the Holy Spirit walked me through the potential future. Wow. I've decided that I'll keep this one.
Yes.
Situations where you are just like, if I didn't say anything, would I even be where I am now?
Mm.
Why did I open my mouth and talk?
Exactly.
Do you get because
yeah.
talk for the sake of talking?
Yeah.
The situation has passed. So what I'm saying is, I think the problem is that people think forgiveness is instant. It's not. It's something that you have to practice. And this comes back to conflict resolution. So now, the longer one would be if you and I had a fight, then we had a conversation, and we're going back and forth, and we go through all this, eventually come to an expected end. That is the usual way a lot of people do it. I'll find most African women, they don't even confront the reports. Mm-hmm. Go and tell that, by the time that friend brings it over to that one, now say, but don't say I told you. So the person might not tell you, but they will use that attitude. Attitude to tell you. They will talk to you, you know, and I've fallen out with people for things like this,
mm-hmm.
you know. So there's that one. There's another one where you can just, you get to the point where, okay, this person is operating out of jealousy and insecurity. Of course, they can never admit to me that they're jealous of me or they're mm-hmm. insecure. Are the things they've done, I know. Don't be a bitch, Sharon. Don't throw it in their face, because remember the days when you were jealous and when you were insecure and you did your own. So give them that grace and just let it go. Does that mean that I'm not going to remember and take it to God? Yes, but after a while,
mm-hmm.
while they're doing it, you start to remember this person is not God.
Mm.
Take expectation off of them. And God help me. And it's funny with this forgiveness thing, because I told God that I don't want to remember this situation anymore. I want to forget it right now. And he said to me, no, I don't want you to forget. I want you to remember, but feel like it never happened.
Mm.
I want you to remember, but when you remember, you should have peace about it. It should be something you should be able to even laugh, because I don't need you to forget. I need you to remember so you can learn. That remembrance is what keeps you from finding yourself in these positions again. But I don't want you to look at it with anger. I don't want you to look at it with pain. I want you to look at it as, wow, that was a rough situation, and this is what I learned. Because if you can keep on going back to these tough situations, you will always learn more about yourself, more about your interaction with other people, and more about what can I do to not find myself in this position. So for me, forgiveness has everything to do with relationship with Christ. It has everything to do with it, because you cannot forgive genuinely by yourself.
And even forgiveness with self, or forgiveness of self.
I don't believe you can do it without the Holy Spirit. I don't believe that. I believe that the mind and the way sin has come into the earth, we are so plagued. Our mind is under such attack that even when we try and do it by our own power, with all this motivational speaking and will, your will get tired. That is my point about the benefit of ruling with Christ. It is not by effort. My own effort is to just drop it at his feet. Sometimes I can go on about something for about 2 weeks that God, this bitch, like I don't even, me, I'm not here for anybody. I will call her out of her name. I will swear, because I have not received deliverance in that area. And I'm coming
the truth.
Coming in my own reality. And that's why God likes people like me and people who work with it. Because it's, you know, before he breaks the crack of, oh, and thou art thee and thee. And that, I'm sure sometimes he's just rolling his eyes like, please, can we be real? And can we get to it? Because we'll be praying, thou art thee, we'll drop the phone, we'll not call our friend, hey, let me give you the gist. So, and that's what God wants. He wants that gist before you even gist it with your friend. He will tell you, don't tell this one, no. Do you remember what? Let me tell you. He will tell you, no. He will even give you an example. When an example of something that happened in the past with this person comes up, that is God telling you. They did it before, they will do it again. Don't set yourself up. Don't set yourself up, you know.
Isn't it funny that a lot of things that we have experienced, we've thrown ourselves into those problems. Like you said earlier, 100%. We have kept our mouth shut for just a second.
100%. I can tell you, I'm still coming out of things that my mouth has put me into. I'm still paying commitments. Yeah. Because I didn't know kingdom financing. I was misguided. Do you understand? In many things, I was not searching the scriptures and gaining proper understanding for myself. Like this week, I've even installed Instagram. I need to hear clearly. It's getting mixed up. You see, and this is those spiritual sensitivity. This is why you don't have to cut anything off. Yes. The Holy Spirit will convict by yourself to a certain level. But you know, this forgiveness of a thing, you know, I think that it's a understanding of brokenness, and that all of us at one point or another are broken, and we are going to be that person that needs that grace sometimes, that needs that forgiveness. And you see, sometimes it's even in the way that you receive the forgiveness is there too. You know, I had a person that I just kind of felt like whenever I would apologize, I feel like they were very, let me take my apology and be going. And, you know, by the time they did it 3 or 4 times, my spirit just made me feel like, well, you know, God, I feel like this is becoming a bit of an abusive relationship, because I don't understand why I'm always saying I'm sorry, but there's not much recognition on her own part. And I don't believe in giving an apology with a but. I equally don't believe in giving an apology with a, well, you did this. Do you kind of get? So I do put a lot of hope on the person I'm speaking to equally be able to identify, you know, where they messed up. And the person was very abrupt. very well, this is what it is, it is what it is. And I thank God that I brought it up, because that means that my feeling about this person was correct.